Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, the best of O'Mara. Here's Rob.
And hello. And as you can tell by the DJ reverb on my voice, we are doing Batmos, the best of the Mike O'Mara Show. And I will be with you today. It is Rob Spiewak. I have curated, selected, and I will be listening to all of these segments with you today. So sit back, relax, and leave the driving to us. By the way, happy Super Tuesday. I'm not sure what that means. I think it has something to do with George Reeves. Does anyone even get that? Doubtful. Oh, yes. Today's secret code, ZVBXRPL. Remember that. ZVBXRPL. Now, we've got a great best of for you today. So many great things. We have an audio vault featuring something I hate, talking birds. The recap of my 30th high school reunion, which was awkward. And then we all talk about awkwardness all around. It gets super awkward. It's the magic of TMOS. It's awkward stuff. Then everybody out there is a rube. And I am included in that. So I say it's a rube with two B's. So make sure you listen up. This is from a couple years ago, but it still makes sense. Got to pay attention. Don't be a rube. But we start with one of the best friends of TMOS and a really great guy. I adore him. Tony Perkins. He used to be on Good Morning America, but he is a DC homegrown personality. I believe this is when he was just starting with Donnie Simpson the second time as a sidekick in Afternoon Drive. I say sidekick with all reverence because that was on my termination papers when I was fired from CBS. Sidekick. But he was on the Tony Perkins, of course he was on the Tony Perkins show, but he was also on the Donnie Simpson show. And this is right when that happened. Tony is still on TV here in Washington, D.C., and he is a delight. And we also bring in his partner and dear friend, Mr. Gary Stein. So I believe it was the Tony Perkins show featuring Gary Stein. So this is Batmos featuring Gary Stein, and it starts right now.
I want him involved in every single moment of the show because it doesn't happen very often that he comes by to welcome Tony Perkins.
Woo-hoo!
From the Donnie Simpson
Yay!
Show and Fox 5 and the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network starring Gary Stein. He is here. This
yes.
is the I'm beginning to think you deserve the moniker of the hardest working man in show business because now you are. I thought now when is the Donnie Simpson show is Afternoon Drive. Now,
Afternoon
right?
Drive, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. on Magic 102.3.
And you still, on Magic 102.
What are you laughing at?
He's selling the call.
It was the three that got me. I'm sorry.
You're the only man I know. You should cry. You shouldn't laugh.
Yes.
You should cry. You know what? We should be on the radio in Washington, D.C., just like Tony is.
Yeah. Mike, if I don't laugh, I do cry.
Okay, very good. All right. Magic DC, my magic DC.
Yes, that's .com.
It's Magic 102.3 and 92.7.
That's
I didn't know
correct.
You had two sticks. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's very, very cool.
Stick one doesn't reach out as far as one would want it to. And then the radio station has a problem too.
Hey,
and it gives me a chance to do my Donnie Simpson impression, which I never get a chance. This is for just DC people that listen to, or people that watch BET mm-hmm. in the 1950s when Donnie was doing a regular show there.
Groundbreaking.
Of course, it was a groundbreaking show. Yes, you know, Donnie is. I've always said this. I think I introduced Donnie at a conclave for mm-hmm. CBS Radio.
You did.
And Donnie
I remember
is,
the story.
Mm-hmm. And,
you did.
And Donnie, yeah, Donnie is. Well, I've always been jealous of Donnie, and so it was easy. I took that jealousy and I channeled it into the man who's cool is the other side of the pillow. And Donnie is, you know, is always like Donnie. I can sum up Donnie's broadcast career this way. This is Donnie.
Hey man,
that's it. That's all.
Hey, man, good to see you. How are you?
Donnie's the cool. Donnie is he's an American original. He's been in the market. He got screwed by CBS, yep, like we all did. But Donnie came back because Donnie was a legend. And Donnie was, I am just a huge fan. I've tried multiple times to get Donnie on the show, but Donnie's too smart for that. Donnie won't come on here. You know? Donnie was just like,
hey, another time, man. Good to see you. How you doing?
Another time.
I could try to deliver him for you.
Yes.
Yeah. I would love to have the legendary. To get all the legendary broadcasters on this show at one time. The DC radio people
Frank
on
Harden.
The show at one time. Yes, Frank Harden.
And Jackson Weaver. Yes.
Well, the late Jackson Weaver.
Here's the amazing thing. Isn't Frank gone too?
I don't know. I know that Jackson died first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Frank's dead too.
Right? Yeah. They're all dead.
They're all dead.
I do those impressions too. WMALAM 630, Frank Harden. All right. And then Jackson Weaver.
Body Bow, doing my Jonathan Winters.
That was that. That was the way that worked. I did a little history lesson of Washington radio.
And number one for 40 years.
Right.
But Tony, I interrupted you. You were going
to
say something.
Here's the amazing thing about, and we can all relate to how amazing this is. Here's the crazy thing about Donnie's legendary radio career. He's been doing it for 50 years now and has worked at 1, 2, 3, 4 radio stations. His first station in Detroit, WKYS, WPGC, Magic 102.3. That's
it. And you remember, Tony, as an AU student like I do, when WKYS was the coolest station with Donnie Simpson and Chuck Davis and Jeff Leonard.
Jeff Leonard, that's right.
And Jeff Leonard was one of my all-time faves because he did a talk-up of Der Kommissar. He said, 93KYS, Der Kommissar, after the fire. At your house. Don't worry, they left the TV on the lawn, though.
How cool is that? Is that an esoteric thing? It is so cool. And you know, you've always quoted it, but I've never understood it, but it doesn't make me not love it.
Yeah,
it really is.
Their
awesome.
Commissar after the fire, and he said, hey, the fire was at your house, but they left the TV on the lawn. You know, just because that's what you care about.
According to
Jeff Leonard. Want someone to save your TV.
Sure.
And then there was Chuck David, 93 KYS, Jeff Leonard. You know, it's like, and then Donnie going, great. Hey, man, it's all right. Yeah. It was just the coolest.
It was a great station. It was a powerhouse station. I loved Chuck Davis. Chuck came on in middays after Donnie, and Chuck would come in and, you know, set up his little trinkets and whatever, and Chuck was one of those radio guys. He was one of those radio guys who would talk to every person who called in and often meet the female callers who would call in.
Yeah. Chuck might have been one of those many.
His
DJs
outreach program?
Yes.
Had a little issue back in the 80s, probably, but, you know, that happens. What are you going to do? A lot of them had that. You know, that's actually the reason a lot of them got into the business to start with.
That's right.
Yes, Mike, Oscar Santana.
Looking
fine in your sport coat.
Thank you very much.
Is that a suit coat?
This is a sports. Actually, it's a suit coat.
Okay, very nice.
If you're going to be correct, it is monogrammed with my last name inside.
Wow.
That. Yeah, so my mom got it for your Christmas.
Wow, now I won't steal it.
The first time I met Donnie Simpson was when I was an intern at WHFS. And if you worked in Lanham, Maryland at that time, he was either driving his or Sugar Ray Leonard's Ferrari, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember unpacking.
By the way, Donnie Simpson pals with Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yeah. Okay,
just add that to the list of jealousies. And by the way, Sugar Ray would show up and he'd go, hey, man.
So I remember, like, wow, that guy's driving two different Ferraris in 1 week. And then hearing on the morning show on WPGC that he had to drive Sugar Ray Leonard's Ferrari because if you don't drive the Ferrari, they break somehow, right?
That's right.
It's like in Seinfeld, you have to exercise the gaskets.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
I have always admired Donnie Simpson for my entire career. I've always wanted to get him on this show. I've always thought he was a good guy. And then we're both golf enthusiasts. I think we may have played once together. I'm not sure. I think once or twice. Because you know what? Why should you play with Mike O'Mara when you're playing with Michael Jordan?
Another jealousy.
I am not exaggerating. Okay. Michael Jordan comes to the club we're members at, the exclusive club that I was a member at 30 years ago, and Donnie's been a member at the whole time because he can afford it. So the fact is, Yeah, Michael. Is it, did you hear Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan's here today. Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. He's playing golf with Donnie Simpson. And I said, of course he is.
Who else would he play with? Michael Jordan. Was the president not available?
Well,
Mike.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what Donnie said, though? When Michael Jordan arrived at the golf course and was on the first tee, you know what Donnie said to him?
Hey, man, how you doing?
So now, let me just tell you. So now when I'm with him this afternoon, every time he says that, I'm going to start laughing.
Sure.
So recently at the golf course, it's Donnie, Michael Jordan, some football player. I can't remember who the football player is.
Oh, Tony, you're not a sports guy either. Oh, no. My God.
But they're playing, and guess who walks up to them and starts talking to them?
Who?
Former President Obama.
Oh, my God. And so there you go.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And they had this great little conversation. And
right.
He's got
right,
a picture. Yeah. That is. And it's the four of them with a couple of Donnie's grandkids. So it's right, his favorite picture ever.
What's great is Obama came home and said, guess who I met today?
Final Donnie Simpson story. And okay. Donnie would be, by the way, Donnie has plenty of good old-fashioned radio ego. He would be thrilled to know that we're opening the show by talking
about absolutely.
Story with Donnie Simpson. I was over at the CBS broadcast headquarters. Not sure where it was. Probably Lanham. Probably in Lanham. That's where it was. And I was going over there either to be on the Junkies show, who did not get fired, or I was begging for my job. I'm not sure, but whenever I went to Lanham, it was never good. It was always to guest on someone right, else's show or to beg Dan Mason for my job. So that's why I was there. And, I knew Donnie was in the building. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting done with whatever work I had to do and say, hey, is Donnie here? And I said, yeah, he's here. And I said, oh, I'd like to say hi. Tell him Mike O'Mara's here. And somebody came out to him and said, he'd love to, man, but he's getting a haircut.
At the studio!
Oh, no!
At the studio!
He'd love to, but
I never got a haircut at the studio unless it was a bit. Donnie didn't have to do it as a bit.
No.
Donnie got it done for real, where a barber comes to him, and the barber walks in and goes, hey, man, how you doing? And cuts his hair.
Mike, this will bring you some solace because I heard this on the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein.
Yes.
He has been married to the same woman for over 40 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know.
44 years.
And, yes.
And that's just one other little thing, the final little tip. And thank you for that, because that means
he's got every dime he ever made.
Rob Spiewak, the great communicator. I didn't know we were having Stein on the show, too, today.
Yeah, you requested it.
Well, what?
You requested the entire staff of the show.
Okay, I knew Tony was coming into the studio. You didn't tell me I was going to have to call Gary.
Well, you don't have to call Gary.
Well, I don't. I'd love to call Gary. Yes.
This has been my issue since the show started, because when we started, it was a Tony Perkins show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And right. I said, oh, man, this is going to be awesome. I've made the graphics. We've got everything together. We've got the app. And then I hear, can we add Gary Stein to the graphic?
Mm.
And just like then, today, we got to add Gary Stein to the show.
You requested, we said we're going to have Tony.
What do you mean? It doesn't matter when. You can bring up crap that I did in 1989 and tell me, just like you sent Tony, when did you send Tony's bio information? Not because I need a bio for Tony, because I've known him 100 years.
Right.
But his current relevant information. When did you send that to me?
I sent it to you this morning.
Sent it to me at 8:05 for an 8:30 start. Mm, okay. Mm, like when I was in here, everything was printed. Everything is done. That's
right.
That's when I didn't know what was going on. And I did not know until, let me see. Let me read the text. Here we go. Okay. All right. Let me see. 8:20 a.m. We tape at 8:30, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm, right.
This is for Junior Broadcast. I emailed you Tony's plugs. At 8:20, we are going on we're going on the air.
Well,
10
you got
minutes
the, but,
later.
But we sent it to you at 8:05. Just wanted to make sure you knew they were there.
At 8:05.
Have you gotten Gary's bio yet?
No,
it's
got
still printing.
1 minute ago. Rob holds up a phone like this and says, "Gary Stein is standing by. Just cue Oscar to dial him up." So let's dial him. It's just communication is gone.
I think they wanted
Tony. I work with two of these guys in the studio, Tony. I swear to God, two of them do not communicate with me anymore.
Well, can you highlight them, please?
Oscar, it is Rob and Pony hate to tell me
anything. They barely like to say hello to
me. Isn't that often the case in this business of communication that people don't communicate with each other?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's difficult to communicate. Now, what we communicate for two things. When there's a show change, when there's a start time change, we communicate our ass off. And the second one is when Nikki effing Diamond's going to be in the show. I get 60 goddamn text messages because Rob did his improv show. So
that's nothing to do with it.
Cat out of the bag. Hey, don't.
How dare you?
Here we go. Oh my God. Yeah. But the fact is, that's it's frustrating because I don't know until, you know, because I mean, here you are. I got it in my mind. I'm going to be sitting here with you. Yes, Oscar.
No, it's time to call Gary Stein.
Let's call Gary Stein right now. Star. Woohoo! The Tony Perkins Show.
Will this be his first time on the Michael Mara show?
He's been on it
second,
before.
I think.
He's pushing.
Second time.
He was on for the launch.
Jesus. Swear to God.
I'm here on a rough day.
Well, this is why they don't communicate.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Hello, the first thing I heard was rough day. Somehow that sounds good.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Gary Stein?
Woo-hoo! Why are you speaking slowly? I speak English. I am fine.
All right, let's get right to the interviews. How betrayed did you feel when Tony took the job with Donnie Simpson?
when who took a job? What's his name? I couldn't be more excited for him because I've tried.
Applied yourself.
Bada bing, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom, bada boom.
I'm not petty. Yes. I feel really good that Tony's moving on, and I'm so excited that you've greenlit my new show.
I will put anything you want to do. I will put on the More Network. I will put a Gary Stein project on the More Network. You don't even need clearance. You do whatever you want. You create whatever you want. You use your network producer contacts. If you want to do 12 hours with Ringo, I don't give a rat's ass. You get it on and you put it on. Yes, Oscar, you wanted to say something.
I just a quick sidebar and Gary earmuffs. Remember the time when Gary demanded the train fare in a faster manner from us to get down here to do a show?
It was suggested in a firm way.
Yes, yes. And then you almost fired Gary Stein. You remember that?
I did?
Yes.
I don't. I mean, that's spending money. That's not just running a show.
This is about content.
Content.
Whoa, but I remember how you handled it, Mike. You said, look, let's address all of Gary's problems. And then you told me, listen, just remember, I'm not doing any of the things you just asked for. I got off the phone and I thought, I don't really know how we addressed it, but somehow it's a done deal.
We are talking to Gary Stein, who co-hosts the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network. Let's get a little bio for people that might just be tuning in right now. Let's do this. Let's get a little background. Tony, why don't you give us the background on you and Gary, because it is an interesting story.
Yes,
you guys met at Good Morning America,
yes.
Isn't that right?
Gary is one of my dearest friends. Gary actually had to come in and kind of audition for me when I was at Good Morning America, and the powers that be decided you should have a dedicated producer because the producers we've assigned you so far hate working with you. So so Gary came in. I actually had someone in mind for the job, someone that I'd worked with at Fox 5 who came up and interviewed in New York. I thought that's going to be my guy. Gary came in. We met. Had a great conversation, laughed a little bit, and I just thought, wow, this guy is the guy. Gary has worked in show business. He is a former comedy writer, an actor, although, as we say on our show, a failed actor. But he's had many acting gigs. And Gary and I have always said, when you guys came to me and said, we want you to do a podcast, which was wonderful, I said, let me think about what I want to do. Came back to you a couple of months later and said, I'd love to do it, but I want to do it with my friend Gary Stein. Because Gary and I, over all those years at GMA and the years since, we like to say we were doing the podcast 15 years ago. We just didn't have microphones and an audience. And today we have microphones.
and an audience.
working collaboratively is a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't know he did the acting thing, but Gary, I believe, opened for Myron Cohen in the Catskills in the late 1960s.
At least you came up with the old-timey reference.
I knew you'd appreciate it.
Now, D.W. Griffith how to use a camera.
Of all people, he's the one you taught.
Oh, yeah. He went further back
He went further back than I could. That's a, nobody's going to beat Birth of a Nation. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen, that's for sure. But you know what? Sad me, making the, you know, knowing the reference. Here we are. I have to ask you about this because Tony just flew by it very quickly but said no other producers wanted to work with him. What was, because I've never asked you about this.
Okay.
What was Tony's reputation? What was, I'd like to take a peek behind the scenes without Tony involved at Good Morning America. All right? I want to hear about Charlie Gibson. I want to hear about the Dragon Lady, and I want to. I want to hear. I'm just kidding. She's wonderful. The fact she can't hurt you anymore, Tony.
I like the fact that you're still just calling her she.
Diane Sawyer is what we're speaking
of. Wow, thank you. And that proves it. She can't hurt him anymore. He ain't going back to New York. Not happening.
Here it is. Tell us any tidbits, behind the scenes tidbits at GMA, specifically around the Tony Perkins world. I'm curious about that. I really am.
Well, you know, interestingly, I think that he did really well for a while because I think for 4 years they didn't know he worked there. he would tell you, as I would tell you, that Charlie was like everybody's, it was like Father Knows Best. Sorry for the old reference, but he was everybody's dad, everybody's best friend. We loved him. And when we felt like we weren't really getting enough stuff on the air, we would commiserate with Charlie. It was kind of difficult getting our stuff out there. I think in some ways Tony was misperceived as maybe being aggressive about trying to get stuff done, but that's because we couldn't get stuff done. Yeah. But then when we did, everybody loved everything we did. So we were orphans in the storm. I think that's how we got closer. We were trying to get segments on the air, and then we led a very schizophrenic life there because we were covering hurricanes. You know, we went to Katrina and all of that, and then we'd go interview Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a weird life, and we really did live together on the road and then back at the studio and trying to get our stuff done, and we bonded tremendously. I think he makes jokes about it, but Tony was very well liked. And I don't like saying that, but he was really very well liked.
Oscar, you wanted to ask Gary something?
Yeah, I was actually texting you, Mike. The question I wanted to ask Gary is, was he misperceived because of the button he had under his desk to close the door?
No button. There was no button.
He was misperceived because of the sign he hung on his door saying, I'm eating lunch now, don't bother me.
Oh, there we go.
Now listen, let me say this.
That note on the door is real. You cannot deny it, Mr. Perkins.
The note never said, don't bother me. It just said, I'm having lunch.
You know what? I don't know if anybody's ever asked you this, Tony, but yes. I will, because, I mean, you're up there, and you're up there in the Lauer days. Were there any, you know, it's a small club.
Yes, it is.
Community, yeah.
Were there any rumors floating? Did you ever hear anything behind the scenes about Lauer?
He slept with Lauer.
It was an awful situation. It was an awful situation. No, I don't remember hearing any rumors about Matt. Now, in the years afterwards, I think like a lot of people, you would hear stuff. But I met Matt a couple of times. I would not say we were friends. We met at, I think, a birthday party for Al Roker, actually. But, I didn't know that side
of him.
Did
that birthday party have ponies?
I bet there was a lot of cake.
Yes, this was early Al. So
oh,
yes.
Before the
really,
stomach.
Really
yes.
Big cake, yeah. So,
Al came out of the cake, actually.
Right, that's right, that's right. I don't remember hearing anything about any of that.
What about the lunch?
My lunch?
Yes.
I tended to, listen, if here's the crazy thing about Gary and I. Gary and I would work together all morning long, then we'd go have lunch together, and then we, you know, in the evenings, we'd be on the phone talking about the next day's show. So we spent a lot of time together. But frequently, I would eat lunch at my desk in my office. And I like to eat in privacy. So
who doesn't?
I would close the door. Gary has taken offense to that for many years.
You know, I gotta say
something. And way more. Not just that.
I have to tell you, I mean, I'm the same way with my, you know, I'm an elderly father with my 4-year-old, and that's the one time it's like, stay away from daddy.
Yeah.
You know? It's like,
yeah.
There's food here, you know, daddy does not want to be disturbed. Who wants to be disturbed when you're eating?
Well, you can't break your concentration.
That's right. You know? You've got spoon to mouth. And of course, everything is eaten with a spoon.
Well, you're in Florida, of course. No.
Because it's blended.
Right, it's blended.
Or digestion. Anyway, that's the way it works. So, all right, well, basically what I get from you, Gary, Tony was a malcontent. That's how I interpret it.
And also a creature of habit, Mike. You know, like, yes,
right?
Like Outback is Saturday night. Lunch is at 12 o'clock. You don't bother him then. He takes a shower, I think, at the same time, but I was never around for that. But if you have to break Tony's habits a little bit, it disturbs him. So,
creature of habit.
Yes,
well,
true.
I think our listeners would want to know, and this is the last question, then Gary will let you go do whatever you need to do, because I wanted to get that. I'd like to know, and I'm going to put you on the spot right now. I'm sorry, because I haven't had a private conversation with you about it.
No.
Oscar has. Rob probably has. I don't know. I'm down here in Florida just going, you know, ooh, nice drive. Keep it in the fairway. Straight down the middle. Straight down the middle. My question, the future of the Tony Perkins Show. A lot of people love that show. They like to know what's going on. And I know I'm curious about it as well. The future of the Tony. Everybody's a little uncomfortable. I love it. That's when I know I've hit on something. Yeah. What is the future, boys, of the Tony Perkins Show with starring Gary Stein?
Gary?
Can I answer?
Yeah.
So
yes.
the future is... Tony has promised that he's got plenty of time to continue our show, and you know, he's obviously on radio every day and mm-hmm. You know, just sucking up to Donnie, and he's on in the mornings two mornings a week, which has to exhaust him, because I know him, he has to nap before he does the show with Annie Yu, just so that he could look at her and yes. imagine what things could be like.
Here's
the thing, he says, don't worry, I love our show. It's and I do too, Mike. I have to admit, I love doing this show.
You guys have done some very, very special stuff. And if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network, it's not like this show. It's different. They do all sorts of fascinating interviews. They have a lot of fun. They're very funny guys. And you get to see a side of Tony that you would not see either on the Donnie Simpson Show or mm-hmm. on his Fox News work. You wouldn't see that, and I think the show has been delightful for a long time. And, you know, really, I joke about Ringo Starr, but, you know, your fandom came through.
They have a fan club. Now, the fan club president has just passed in real life, R.I.P., but they have a fan club.
Yes, yes, the fan club still stands. Yeah, our fan club president died.
Sorry.
But both Tony and Gary have been cleared.
Thank you, Rob. And right away, I love you all over again. Way to take that awkward moment and just... That's beautiful, Rob Spiewak. I didn't know how to do it. That's good. See? You get death on there, Rob will handle it.
I love
exactly
death. That's my favorite.
Mike, I do want to say something about everything that you just said, which is wonderful. And both Gary and I are, and I've told you this, are indebted to you guys for giving us this opportunity.
Don't speak for me.
Well,
when you start the suck-up thing, I usually have to get off the phone. Go ahead.
We're happy you're hanging in there with us, because we're struggling to make a buck for you guys and for us mm-hmm. ourselves. But this is what I always tell people. The show that we do, that is the most honest Tony you get. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm dishonest on TV or on Donnie's show. But
you don't have the room for it.
Right. Yeah. It's pure Tony, and it is pure Gary. It is truly our relationship. Mm-hmm. Funny, serious, you know, going at each other a little mm-hmm. bit. It's honest and it's fun. And
pure.
Check us out.
Love
Please
it.
Check us out.
And also, I would be remiss if I did not mention the one element, the very large element that is also part of that show, Mr. Rofo Rob Ford.
Yes.
Producing that show.
we are having a meeting after this show. Rob may not be with us much longer, but but Tony and Gary will continue.
Yeah, and if he's no longer with them, they will not be cleared.
I will give you the last word, Rofo. Is there anything you'd like to add to this dynamic about the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network featuring Gary Stein?
I'd just like to say I think that Gary Stein's font size should remain the same.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
All right, folks, it's Botmas, best of the Mike O'Mara Show. And if I have one valuable piece of advice for all of you, don't be a rube, all right? Don't be a ham and egger. Don't be someone who falls prey to someone that has an agenda at your expense. This was going on Facebook a few years ago, and I think it still carries some weight. Also in here, we have the news, and because it's Thanksgiving time, we have some fun talking about Paulie. Ah, yes. Hey, forget about it. Forget about it. That's my Paulie voice. So stick around. We'll have news. We'll talk a little bit about Julia, my daughter, and anti-rube strategies, and of course, Paulie on the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, Rob Spiewak, it's the holidays. Retail is starting to get all ramped up right
now. It is.
Now.
Oh,
yeah.
And you came into the show today saying rube, that you're a rube and everybody else is a rube.
And I can't
that usually
believe
means something shopping.
It's not shopping. And I can't believe they got me on this.
But yet.
This is a mixture of vanity and FOMO, fear of missing out.
Okay.
The big thing that was going on like Thursday and Friday was end of the year, post a picture of yourself from today and a picture of yourself from 2009.
Yeah.
See how you've changed in 10 years.
You did it.
And I did it.
I saw it.
I did it. And you know
you
what?
Did it. Rube.
Yeah.
They went right to your E.
And the thing is, the ego thing is, yeah, but also it's the fear of missing out. You want to be a part of something that's happening. And then I look at it and, you know, you get some nice comments and it's horrible because I'm about 1,000 pounds heavier and grayer and, you know, still.
You didn't write that within your post.
I did.
Post.
I said fatter and grayer and still laughing and eyes still shut. But Saturday afternoon, someone writes, "Hope you guys are having a good time with that." It's like everyone at the FBI is saying, "How are we going to, you know, follow facial technology and aging technology on everybody and keep track of everyone in our master secret file?"
Wow, yeah.
And it's like, no, you don't need to do it. Facebook will do it for you because everyone has a big effing ego and they don't want to miss out. And I can't believe I fell for this the same way I fell for that aging thing.
Yes.
About 6 months ago, mm-hmm. where it was more of a Instagram thing.
Yes.
Where you
but
could go
don't
through
a you realize company. That you same are company. A public figure and you need to accept at some point that you are Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
The man. You are the guy that does this show. You are a known figure. You had people that were clamoring for you.
Mm-hmm.
You last weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. People wanted to be you still act and behave like you're you know, some schlub
I'm
that needs
still,
more.
Mike,
you don't need more attention.
I'm still a rube with two B's. I just
you need attention.
I
you need a lot of attention. You're that lonely boy in front of the TV. You need too much attention.
It doesn't ever go away. But what makes me mad, I can accept the fact that that is the flaw, one of the flaws in my wiring. But I was tricked. And America, you were tricked too. You're giving your information away.
I saw
away.
A lot less people doing it.
I saw a lot
year.
Of people doing it. A lot
maybe,
of people.
Right, here's what
maybe
you need
it's your
to do.
Mob contingent.
I know you're not going to get it from your son because he's off at that age doing his own thing. And your daughter's away at school.
Does home tomorrow, though, which is
and
exciting.
And your wife is dancing to her own drummer. And so
yes.
you need to get involved in something in your local area where you are, and I'm not talking, I have no idea what it is, but my advice
Rotary
to you
club.
Would be like a Rotary, some club, Moose Lodge.
Yeah, I'm down, like, down at the Moose at the Odd Fellows Temple.
As much as I am different from these men down here,
yes,
they are my golf, the golf thing is the bond. That's it.
Yeah, and you
the
have
golf
that.
Golf is the bond. That's my thing.
What
you
about a Freemason?
That.
What about it? You
can
know,
you,
my
you become one?
My grandfather was a Mason.
Oh, then you've got legacy.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they got a
legacy. You
guys
do the Tuscarora High School announcing, but that's on and gone.
Yeah,
and
it's not many
to interact with
not
anybody.
About volleyball. Really, mm-hmm.
And that's all about you again.
Mm-hmm.
You see, what you need to do is put yourself in a social situation where no one gives a rat's ass that you're Rob Spiewak.
I agree.
Ooh,
have you
I
ever
agree.
Done that in your life?
Yeah, I mean, actually, in a way, the supper club is that way. The couples we get together.
No, but you're friends.
Yeah, but we're friends. But that's still a social situation.
But they like that you are Rob Spiewak.
They don't care about that.
Yeah, it is. It's not en masse, though. It's not like a group.
What about a Civil War reenactment?
But which side would I be on?
You have to choose.
I think that you are more of a loner. You are more of a loner than any of us. I think you are more of a loner. Mm-hmm. I think you live your own thing, and I think that's it. Then you wouldn't go to Facebook for it, because Facebook, it's not going to give you the
Facebook
satisfaction.
Facebook is interacting with people on your own terms, and it's not healthy. Because it's not really interacting. It's like an excuse.
It's not interacting.
No,
it's
you're
not,
right.
I use it to like preach.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
You know, I try to do that. That's what I just like to make.
But when all is said and done,
bold statements.
I feel so stupid that I got sucked in.
Well, what did they do to you?
What are they going to steal?
They're really
your record
do you
collection?
Know for a fact that they're going to really like use your images to control the world like Big Brother is?
All I know is that I woke up this morning and my house was surrounded, and my car was gone. That's all I know.
And my butt was bleeding.
Ow!
There you go.
But that happened before I posted on Facebook.
But your kids are coming home for Thanksgiving, or you went once
home
already?
No, Julia. Robert is of course living at home. Julia gets home tomorrow evening, and I can't wait. It's very
Catherine
very exciting.
My she oldest has, will be joining me.
My sister and her fam from LA land today at 2:30
in Dulles or national?
No, a BWI.
That's a great airport.
And I said,
Thurgood Marshall International.
What time? She said 5:30. I said, I'll still be at work. Talk to mom and dad. And she said, what do you mean? I said, I don't know if they're going to want to roll in rush hour. Probably the Uber XL, because she's got five kids, is going to get you back. She goes, okay.
Thank you, Kathy.
Do you want to hear the ultimate?
You my sister? Yes, you are.
The ultimate and gutsy request. You know, I've not mentioned this because she asked me not to, but for the sake of the story, I'll have to mention that Caleb and Julia have broken up, which is no surprise to anybody because they're both at different colleges, right? However,
Julia.
Caleb has the guts to say, hey, would it be cool if you came and picked me up at the airport at BWI on Wednesday night?
What?
And I said, Julia, you have got to be kidding me. You couldn't design a worse car ride than going to Baltimore, Washington International
Caleb
Airport.
Caleb asked Julia?
Yes.
Oh, don't do it.
Dead to
no.
me. Dead to
no.
me.
No, no.
Dead to
no,
me.
No, no. Is
dead
she doing
me.
It?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Good.
No. But
can
anyway.
Can you imagine the
ballsy kid. Ballsy kid. I thought it was ballsy when he used to walk. What?
That Julia. I just love that Julia.
Yeah.
You know, I just have my own impressions.
Yeah, she said no.
Yeah.
That's got to be done. That's a normal high school break.
You got to cut ties.
I hope she's doing well with it.
She's
my daughter's
doing
went
fine.
Through similar things, and you know what? Part of the world.
I thought That's Caleb was ballsy when he used to go into my pantry without asking. But asking my daughter to pick him up at the airport on Wednesday night?
No.
No. You know what? No. How about your parents? Don't they do anything?
So long, nice. Pope Benedict's shoes. All right. See you later.
Anyway, we wish
sorry,
him well.
That's me.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Very well. Yeah. Roll out to the airport on Wednesday night. Come on.
BWI. Anyway,
we'll take a break. BWI. News you may not need. Part of Rob's family. Why does that bring me
joy? Well, because she's a friend of ours, and he's a foe.
It's like Julia making the right moves
because
all the time.
She's awesome. That's why.
Yes, she is awesome. Yeah.
Obladi, oblada, life goes on. Bra, la, la.
Thanks, Pauly. And hey, Pauly, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and I look forward, hopefully, to seeing some good food pictures around the holidays.
I imagine he'll start posting the shopping pictures like today, because he's got to get to the pork store.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara of the One Star.
Satriali's.
Isn't that the one in The Soprano?
Yeah, I think they're all the same. I think it's a chain.
The pork store. But with a pig on top.
Exactly.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And now I have to read your bonus package.
Oh, you'll like this. It's a good one today.
Let's see. Today is Monday.
What?
It is Monday.
Today is Monday. Are you excited? Thanksgiving is soon. Oh, for the pies and the yams and the turkey. Hey, wait. Have you started thawing your bird yet? You better start or you will run out of time. This is sage advice that will prevent a foul mood. Yes, I know they're Thanksgiving puns. But if you really want to thaw your turkey super quick, just expose it to the red-hot comedy of the TMOS bonus show. The jokes fly fast and furious and will result in a juicy bird
with a crisp brown skin, just like many of Mike's female neighbors. It's a commercial-free, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS. It features Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, and Donna Reed.
Oh!
I'm sorry, I mean Pony.
Yes.
Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all the good stuff. Makes a wonderful holiday gift. I mean it. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Barney Miller. Don't miss this week's episode in which Detective Nick Yamana, Jack Sue, makes a bet with Detective Stanley Wojciechowicz, Max Gale, and accidentally gets Barney Hal Linden into a lot of hot water. Barney Miller on ABC this Thursday at 9, right after Benson. ABC is the American Broadcasting Company, number one alphabetically.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm dissing Barney Miller there. Hey, let's do this.
News. Hal Linden was a stage actor, Mike.
Yes, he was. Yes. Terrific. Hey, I'm Hal Linden. Oxford Dictionary has announced their word of the year. It's two words.
Oh.
Climate emergency. That's their words of the year. Their definition is, quote, a situation in which urgent action is required to reduce or halt climate change and avoid potentially irreversible environmental damage resulting from it. They picked that term because they say it captures the, quote, ethos, mood, or preoccupations of the year. Plus, its usage went up to 10.796% from 2018. Or did it go up 10,796? It went up 10,796% from 2018. And all their potential words of the year were related to climate change. The runners-up are climate crisis, climate action, extinction, and eco-anxiety. So that's
you know what would have been a better word about. Or a series of words is okay, boomer. See, I like that.
Okay, boomer. Oscar, I said I'd mentioned this before.
Yes.
The TSA just put out a list of travel tips for Thanksgiving, including foods you can and can't carry on an airplane. So let me take a look at this here.
Yum.
All right, here we go. If you're planning to fly with leftovers, the basic rule to remember is any solid foods are okay, but anything liquidy has to go in your checked luggage. Some foods you are allowed to carry on a plane include pies, cakes, stuffing, rolls, vegetables, casseroles. They're all considered solid foods. And yes, turkey is also fine.
Mm-hmm.
Even a full uncarved Thanksgiving bird is acceptable.
See?
Frozen turkeys are okay too. Some foods you can't carry on the plane include gravy,
yes,
cranberry sauce, wine, eggnog, and any sort of jam or jelly.
You know what? I would think if you brought a frozen turkey on the plane, you'd have to watch out for
black bag.
Oh, rabbit?
A hefty?
Yeah. Sure.
Biffle hate that. Why is my tennis racket sticky?
Smells like turkey.
And no mashed taters either. You can't bring those.
My mom.
Well, whoever has any leftover mashed potatoes, everybody eats those.
She had her canned peaches thrown away, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Canned peaches, yum, yum.
I think pie would be dicey. That's kind of liquidy on the inside. Yeah.
Well, if it's a good pie.
Great pie.
My dad liked his pie liquidy. I didn't. I like my pie gelatinous.
Yeah. Super.
A new study looked at how smart people are in different states. Okay.
Oh.
Listen up.
Yes.
See if we get your state on here.
Smart.
They went through high school and college graduation rates and average SAT and ACT scores. Whether that's a true measure of intelligence is debatable. But according to the study, the smartest state in the United States. Hold on a second. I got papers up
here
my
boss.
Here we go. The smartest state in the United States is... God damn it, Michael. New Jersey.
Hey, that's where the pork store is.
What?
New Jersey. And would you like to know the dumbest state?
Sure.
Idaho.
Aww.
They put the duh in Idaho.
That's too bad.
New Jersey just edged out.
That is too bad.
But here's what's weird. It's close to Utah, which was just edged out by Jersey for first place.
Oh.
The 10 smartest states are New Jersey, Utah, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Montana, Virginia,
yeah! Woo!
Kansas, Wisconsin, Oregon, and Minnesota.
Wow. You go to Wisconsin to hunt. You don't gamble. You hunt in Wisconsin.
Idaho came in last, followed by Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arizona, Louisiana, Alaska, Hawaii, Mississippi. Always, there isn't a crap list in the world that Mississippi does not wedge its way onto.
That's true.
Ohio and Kentucky.
Ah, yes.
Neighbors. Yeah.
The bourbon.
Minnesota, by the way, has the highest average SAT score at 1284. That's fantastic.
Damn.
I don't think that the SAT is a good indicator, though, because it's a pay-for test. So it's going to eliminate lower-income people.
Yeah, let me ask you this.
Yes.
No, what do you mean pay-for test?
You have to pay for it.
Yeah, but you can take the SAT in high school.
But you have to pay for it.
Yeah, but there are programs that let people take it if they just want to take it.
What about the ACT, Rob? I don't know anything
about the ACT. I think that comes after my days of school.
No, but the SATs.
That's my first.
If you look back at your friends that got high SAT scores, at least I can speak for myself, they're all doing well.
Yeah, it helps. The highest ACT score is Connecticut.
And there you go, Mike.
With a score of 25.6, but I didn't take that one.
No, I don't think it existed when we were kids. I think
advanced
it is.
ACT was more on the West Coast.
I don't know what it is. I don't even know
Rats
what it is.
On the West
it's
side.
Like the SAT.
I don't remember it. We had the SATs.
Mm-hmm.
I did badly. Anyway.
Look at you, Mike. Doing well.
Yeah, well, I did. I was over 1,000, but that's about it. You know, yeah. I mean, 540 verbal, 490 math.
Look at you.
I still remember it. A Chicago woman is more than halfway to her goal of breaking a Guinness World Record by hula hooping for 100 hours.
Mm. Oh. Yeah.
Jenny Dawn is live streaming her world record attempt as she attempts to keep a hula hoop moving around her body for 100 hours with 5-minute breaks allowed for rest and bathroom breaks. Now, see, if you want me to watch that live stream, no bathroom breaks.
No.
You got to go.
As a matter of fact, it would kind of look like a spirograph.
Doan said, by the way, Doan's pills. Doan said the overnights are the most difficult part of the challenge, having to keep focus with only sporadic company. It's been a roller coaster, she said. It's been good. It's been tiring. Doan needs to surpass 74 hours, 54 minutes to break the current record, but she is aiming for 100 hours.
Hmm.
The record attempt is raising funds for Mental Health America.
Right. I tried hula hooping once. I got stuck in it. Little help here.
A survey asked people. Let me start again.
Yep.
A new survey asked people which they'd prefer, people. Their favorite team winning the Super Bowl or their favorite candidate winning the 2020 presidential election.
Oh, damn.
Da-da, da-da,
you don't even need to finish it.
28% of men and 11% of women went with the Super Bowl.
Mm.
That's right. Nearly 30% of people want their team to win. 64% of men and 84% of women went with their presidential candidate. Thank you. And the rest, these are the people that I think you really need to value in our country. The rest couldn't decide.
If you're a Bills fan, you can understand.
Yeah, did anyone in the survey own a tavern?
Only Oscar could find the silver lining there. If you're a Bills fan. Hey. I love the press. Break it out to Buffalo and see what happens. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's the way I feel.
Making America great again.
And now a little something, something. Back on the 29th of last month, two drivers in Largo, Florida, got into a road rage argument. One of them was a 61-year-old guy named David Whipperman. The other is a woman whose name hasn't been released. It's not clear what caused their argument, but at some point, Whipperman got out of his truck and walked up to the woman's car. So she rolled down her window, and she apologized.
Mm. That's nice. Mm.
That's what you do in a road rage thing. And David responded by spitting the food he was chewing into her mouth.
Oh!
The cops investigated what happened, and David Whipperman was arrested last week for felony battery. He looks angry. There's no word on what type of food he spat into the woman's mouth. I'm going to say hate chips. The new snack food for angry white men. Try new Lay's hate chips. There's hate in every bite. There you go. You can spit it in the mouth of somebody you're yelling at. There you go. Hate chips from Lay's.
So have you been to your high school reunion? Sure. You know, what happens is after you graduate, some of our listeners will be excluded right there. But after you graduate, you get together, usually on a 5 or 10 year schedule, repeating, to reunite. That's why it's called a reunion. Reunite with all of your high school playmates. I went to my 30th, and it was just things happened, and it was awkward. And then this thing devolves into other reunions that Mike and Oscar have been to, and the whole thing gets terribly awkward. Do you like awkward? Then you're going to like this on the Best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
I remember, by the way, Carla's 20th was this weekend, and she did not go.
You did not go.
Centerville High School, and she did not go to that. And you went to your 30th this weekend. And let me see. In a few years, I'll be going to my 115th.
Wow. No, you just went to your, was it your 40th that you went to recently?
Yes, it was.
Not
Thanks
too long
for
ago.
Bringing that up. Well, thank just, you. Yes.
We're all in
yes.
the same boat. But
no,
it's a long time. You know, 30 years is a long time.
Yeah, and people change dramatically.
The class of 1989, James Madison High School, and I was responsible for the music. As you guys recall,
yes.
I got sort of roped into it, but you know what? At the end of
no,
it, was...
you didn't. No, you didn't.
No,
you
I was
love being the
he was
man.
He was asked.
I was asked. I was asked to be part of
yeah,
the planning
but you
committee.
You love that. You're an easy lay. I mean, you're
thank
just
you,
saying,
Mike.
I mean, no. It's like Rob would yes,
but
Rob, what, is there a chance? Yes,
but
yes.
I will say this. It turned out that it was very rewarding because people really enjoyed the music, and they came up and they thanked. It was nice.
Oh,
nice to be a part
did
of it.
Did you work all night, or did you socialize?
No, I was going to tell you what I did is with my music strategy, is that I made blocks of music that were about half hour, 35 minutes long. So about every half hour, I went and hit a button, and then it played. And so it
and
was,
you talked?
Maybe three or four announcements all night.
Okay.
That's it.
Were they lengthy?
No, they weren't. They were not lengthy. Because I was not all into doing that. I wanted to, you know, socialize.
V789 Toyota Camry. can you please move your car from the loading dock?
There was one lost key announcement.
There was?
There was. There was a lost key announcement.
All right. Let me just see if I've got it right. So if you're doing the announcements.
Right.
I would gather that the later announcements would probably be a little more lengthy than the earlier ones.
And maybe over the music. Maybe not even stopping the music down. But yes, I would say you'd be key. You'd be
like
dead
you'd,
on.
You'd talk when maybe the music wasn't in a break.
You'd, yeah, I said, hey! You know, went from 7 to midnight. And by 10:30 and no one was dancing yet, because really a lot of people wanted to talk and catch up.
Yeah.
7 to midnight, that's a lot of drinky-drinky.
So there was some coaxing to get people on the dance floor. But the music earlier, I was proud of this idea, and if you are a disc jockey for a reunion, I recommend it highly. I did a segment of music for every year we were at school. So our freshman year, this block encompassed the fall of 1985 to the summer of 1986. Number one records in order. And this is where the beer helped, Mike. I said, what about radio jingles from the year that we were in high school?
Washington's best music, 105 WABA.
They must have loved that.
They did. It was a big hit.
Cool.
Yeah, that was very cool.
That is cool.
So that was fun, and we had the big sound system. I was not shy with the volume. Big ballroom. It was at Westwood Country Club in Vienna. And we'd had the ballroom there, and they did a great job. And I don't know how they're making any money at charging $7 for a bottle of Budweiser.
You know what?
You
got it all
pay
over
for
me.
That at reunions?
Oh, it was a cash bar.
Oh,
cash
you
bar.
Got it all over me. I mean, I had my first reunion. We had 40 plus affiliates, and I walked in, and I walk into the reunion, kind of, and I get you still doing the DJ thing. I mean, really?
Jeez.
Really, 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 really?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't PC.
Still,
still
doing that weird thing that no one understands?
Yeah, well, it was weird because a lot of these people, I hadn't seen them since the 20th. The 20th reunion happened between the time that we got fired and we started the podcast.
Oh, that's right.
So the last time I talked to these people, I didn't have a job. And
right.
So it was, and luckily, because many of them are local.
Your last reunion, you were unemployed.
Exactly. And
okay.
it was not a great, I'd said if we had done a 19-year reunion, I would have been skinny and employed. But the 20th caught me fat and unemployed.
That is hilarious.
So it was.
That's funny.
Last year would have been a great year to do this.
But for the 30th, fat, but employed. So that, you know, we're baby stepping. There are some
great things. Boy, the 30th, boy, do you need the name tags. Because, you know, we all had name tags with big font, with our name and our senior pictures.
Because people become unrecognized.
Oh, my God. It's like, I said this to my mom. She said, how'd it go? I said, do you know how if you, like, look at a picture of Elvis when he's, like, young and on the Ed Sullivan show, and you look at a picture of Elvis when he's big and fat and bloated on stage, and you can't draw a parallel line and figure out how this became that? I'm looking at people that I remember their name, and I remember their senior picture, and I'm wondering, are they wearing the right name tag? There's one guy named Tom that I just kept looking at and like tilting my head. I said, how did that happen? You don't, not at, like, was there a surgery? Would something happen?
What I found with mine, and I want to ask you if you found it with yours too, were there the people that were perfectly preserved?
Yes.
Because it's all about fitness.
Yeah.
It's all about, you know, maintaining your look and looking good. And there was one guy, I think his name was Spencer. And I could be totally wrong because I didn't hang out with him.
Well, we'll call him Spencer.
But he looked really, and he dyed his hair too. So he looked idiotic.
Exactly the same?
He dyed beard and he looked so, everything was black and he was wearing black and he was
pretty fit. It was weird. There were some people that have not changed at all. And then there was people that when you look at them across the room. Yes, there were people that looked exactly the same. And then there were times when I looked across the room and I said, is that a teacher? Who is that? And then I'm thinking, well, he must be a little older than us. I said, no, he's not older. We're all in the same class. We're all within 12 months of each other, and they look like they're 65 years old.
You went with that snow white beard?
I did. I did not dye my beard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I think, you know what, in comparison, granted, as I said, fat and employed, but I'm holding up pretty well. I think I look pretty good.
So what about the hotties in school? What about the, you know, the bells of the ball?
There was a few bells there. The queens of the prom. And you know what? There's the bells of the ball were the same bells of the ball from back then. Some things never change.
Were there mean girls?
There were mean girls there. I'm not going to name any names, but I know that one girl was found crying in the bathroom, and we're all dying to know why.
I'm pretty sure if I could just get this out there that David Carroll threw an ice cube at the back of my head at my 40th.
Oh.
So f*** you, Dave.
See?
I hadn't heard
things
about this
don't change,
yet.
Right?
I hated you back then, and I Damn. Hate you now.
Yep, people that were a-holes. I'm sorry, Tony, I didn't mean to say that. People that were a-holes then were a-holes that night. But it seems to have softened. And then there are the people, and this is a phenomenon that I do enjoy, that are dying. They must not get out a lot. Dying to tell you about all the bad things in their life. There was a young lady who posed for a picture, and she said, this is great. Please don't tag this until Tuesday. I said, okay, why? She says, well, you know, after the hearing. What? She said,
wow.
Quote, and I quote, yeah, when he held the gun to my head, I realized things were really over.
Okay, we got to take a break on that. I want you to wrap it up when we come back. Really?
That's terrifying.
Wow. It is. Wow. And that's the tone she said it in.
No.
Lighthearted.
Wow.
That is terrifying.
Well, we'll ask all the other questions, wrap this up with Rob's 30-year high school reunion. And, you know, the big questions ask her, like whether his wife attended and
things
like
that. That's
a great
question.
That's a great, but great hold, question. Hold that answer. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Now back to the wrap-up. So did you go spouse-free or did you go solo?
Yeah, well, Carrie and I each went to each other's 10th reunions.
Right.
And we realized back then, this is ridiculous. Why are we spending this much money to go into sit in a room with people that we don't know? So we've not been to each other's reunions for 20 years. And I think that I saw spouses and guests of there, and they looked every bit as miserable as they should. It's a horrible thing to bring a spouse to a reunion.
I've been to two. And here's where I am. I just think that there are people that, especially as they continue, that are going to get 40 was cool.
Yeah,
you know, just to be alive and that
to be
and
alive.
But to be honest, I'm all about something that works out schedule wise.
Yep.
And so it's great to have something where I'm traveling or it's close or I'm up in New England and stuff. But I find that there is a group of people that really get into it.
Oh yeah,
they're usually very local. you're pointing at him.
He's Bob's
pointing
on the committee.
He's pointing. Yeah. There are people up on my command. I went to my last one. I won't be going to any more of them. It's just
I think you should.
Local town.
You know, I talked my mom into going to her 50th, and she was really dragging her feet. And she said she's really glad she went.
I was really glad I went to my 40th. That was fine.
And you know, this is dark, but this is true. And I didn't realize it was this many. We had 510 in our class. We had maybe 175 or 180 at the reunion, which is not bad. But we've had 13 deaths in our class, and that's a lot. And it's scary. It's scary.
Oh, what about the?
It's real.
What if you took that subset for society in general?
Mm, What if you did it?
I don't think it's a high number. 13 is actually probably
average.
Yeah,
it is,
probably
but average. It does underscore the mortality of everybody, and it made me think. You know what? I'm glad I saw these people again. A lot of them, not everybody, most of them. Yeah.
And so if they die, I saw them.
Well, my goatee, how's up this? Go to the reunion and skip the funerals.
The control room is dying about the death rate.
Yeah, he loves death.
Well, they were all murders.
No, they were not. No, they're not related, Pony.
They were all murders.
They're all murders.
Actually, Mike, they were all.
They're all murders
from the same high school.
Pony, that's not funny. The truth of the matter is all 13 of them. There was a horrible accident at the 20th.
Oh my God. 13. So you're there.
Yes.
And,
here's
and
another great moment that you will enjoy. Yes. I did. There were a lot of people because a lot of people are local. A lot of people asked about the podcast and a lot of people listened to the podcast. It was very, very nice.
See, that's
very rewarding.
That must be cool. I would love to experience that. I don't.
And a young lady comes up to me and says, "Hey, Rob." And
Except
I said,
"Frank from Branford."
And I said hi to this young lady, and I kind of remembered her from high school. But this is what I didn't remember. She said, "I don't think I've seen you since I played strip trivia."
Oh, wow. My God.
And I said, "Oh, right." I had no idea. And she says, "Well, you're the only person in this room that's ever seen me naked." And it was everything within my power not to say, "But the night is young."
like in her lifetime?
No. She lost strip trivia. So, yeah, she said I was the only person in the graduating class to have ever seen her naked.
Oh, in the graduating.
Yeah.
You played strip trivia?
No, I was in the room while they were doing it, say.
We played on the Don and Mike show. Yeah. We played strip trivia.
So I was
back in the go-go
dive. Yeah, but I figured the guys were doing that, but you were in the room when it was happening.
I was in actually, there was a switch during the strip trivia. I was in the newsroom with the guys.
I got it.
And that was great duty.
Did anybody get sloppy drunk at your reunion? Anybody, any drunks?
No real big drinking because it was, I think, was cost prohibitive. I didn't see anyone sloppy drunk. I saw some people. There was no staggering.
That might be the generational difference with my group.
They're old.
We invented binging in our generation.
And also a big tip of the cap to the catering services of Westwood Country Club when they said that they were going to put out heavy appetizers. And you know how when you go to a really nice fancy place and they'll put a sign by the food that tells you what it is, like braised chicken with a goat cheese reduction or whatever. And they had you really don't need a sign that says tortilla chips. Those
Wait
I know.
Did they say heavy hors d'oeuvres?
And there were some, but you know, they rounded it out with chips and cookies and stuff like that. So not great. But I will say this, overall, a great reunion. People, only a few real standout a-holes from the class, and you know who you are. Maura, who is...
When you say that, did they behave that way at the...
A little bit.
What makes you an a-hole at a reunion?
Yeah. When a gentleman, I'll go ahead and just say it because it really threw me. This threw me when he came up and he started very nicely talking about how, we've both had a nice run in the business and he's, you know, he does media as well. And he said, and it's funny to think, and I said, what? He says, your big starting moment was an event I created. You competed in Mr. Madison and that's where you got your start. And I said, oh. And he said, "Yeah, without that, who knows where you would have been."
Ah, this guy.
And I was with a friend of mine standing there. Her name was Jen, and she heard this, made eye contact with me, and just walked away. And I just said, "Well, you know what? I guess thank you for starting my career."
He's in media.
Yeah, but he was essentially taking credit for my career. Like I wouldn't have done it.
Is he successful?
He's successful, but he's.
Is he more successful than you are?
I would say. Well, he has an Emmy Award, but I think it might be a technicality. And he does some TV work.
Is he on camera sometimes?
But one of my favorite moments.
Is he a local TV person?
No, he's not local. He's more of a internet. He does some stuff with ESPN.
Oh,
you might you might know his name if I tell it to you, but I don't want to tell it. I don't want to give him
satisfaction. Blame you. I'm not going to make you do
but
that.
But I will say this: one of the greatest moments is when
I can't wait to hear
a delightful young lady from our theater department. She was also in the band. Her name is Allison. Walked up to him afterwards and said, "So, I hear you're famous or something." Just to knock his feet out from under him. Like, because, you know, he's very...
Does he look good?
He looks fine.
Can you send us a text with the name? We'll respect your privacy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Will respect completely. Yeah. We do that.
You're going to have to show me the text as my phone is down.
Is he fit? Is he in good shape?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's some of that going on, but...
I hate when people do that, like, just...
And it was
they're throwing you shade. They're paying you a compliment, but it's a backhanded compliment.
Oh, and it was
but it's about them.
Themselves. Yeah. Yeah.
It was so sugar-coated.
But if he's in media, that's what people in media do.
Yeah. Not everybody.
See, I try to. Well, no, you're right, because I'm going to give myself credit. I don't do that.
Yeah. No.
No, okay. Yeah. I mean.
Did you send it to me?
Yeah, you might know him because I'll explain later, but there's a chance you might know him. In any case.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know all what right. I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I honor you.
Thank you.
That's fine. I get that.
And I went up to Jen after he said it, and I said, was he just taking credit for my career? She said, yeah, that's why I walked away. She moonwalked right out of it because it was that. And the way it was presented, it was a very weird moment. There wasn't a lot of that.
I know the guy you're talking about, and the guy is, I get it. I think, I don't know.
Most people.
Now you put me in an awkward position because he did something for me.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
Okay, he made the video for my mom.
Oh, this guy's actually
the 80s. This guy's famous. Lived in my neighborhood.
Yeah,
did you know that?
I take everything back.
I didn't know he was in your neighborhood. No,
if this is the same guy, then is this the way? Is this guy? And I'm gonna show you the cameras.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's famous. Yeah. He gets a pass. Yeah. He's fine.
He's famous.
Yeah, he's big time.
Well, then allow me to rephrase what I said. Yeah. Thank you for giving me a career.
Yes, that's what I would say as well if I was.
No, he didn't give you a career. He was just probably trying to make happy talk.
Yeah. Well, it didn't make me very happy.
Because he's fit and kind of,
athletic, famous
type of guy.
He launched me.
No wonder you would hate him. He what?
He launched me.
He launched you.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Sorry. But also,
this is awkward.
Isn't it funny how quickly when we found out and I put everything together and you were like, wait a second, I know who that guy is. And we're all like, it's not so bad.
I know. I do it on a personal note. It was a personal thing.
Yeah.
It was a personal thing.
Yeah. He did a great job. Well, obviously, he's talented. He has an Emmy Award.
Yeah. It's not an Emmy by default, though, as you said.
Technicality.
No, it's not a technicality.
I think he got it on a write-in.
No. See, when you say that, you diminish the respect. You want people to respect you. You got to respect them as well.
No, I don't. Not at all.
He doesn't.
You heard it. We have to take a break. No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
And also, Mike, real fast. I want to thank Maura Florimonte for putting the reunion together because she did a great job.
What's her name?
Maura Florimonte.
Maura Florimonte. She's a good girl.
And Phil Hargis and TJ Walsh, the only two guys out of 180 attendees to help me with the equipment. Thank you guys for caring.
They volunteered and helped you?
Very absolutely. Yeah.
Way to go, people. Way to go. But on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the reunion?
A 9. It was fantastic.
Oh, good. I'm glad you had
so
a good
worth
time.
It. I laughed so hard. It was great.
And I completely understand what you're saying about that guy.
Yeah.
I do. I get it.
Okay.
I get it. All right? It just that happens to be the story. I'll tell you off the air.
I can't wait.
We'll tell you.
Sticks in my craw.
And we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, folks, it looks like we made it through another one. Yes, the Best of the Mike O'Mara Show, episode number 3228 for Tuesday, 5 March, 2024, for those of you who are statistically oriented. Anyway, we're going to finish up, as we often do, with an audio vault. This has a talking bird. Boo, I don't like talking birds. And lots of good stuff. Oh, and some talk of Dora the Explorer. For those of you who are age appropriate for that or have kids that are age appropriate to that. So we'll close out with the audio vault. We'll be back out tomorrow with another brand new best of. So make sure you tune in for that. And we'll be back next week on Monday. For all of you who want to know, I spoke to Oscar yesterday. Sounds great, doing great, feeling great. He's going to be back to picking scabs and being late before you know it. But we love Oscar and he is doing great. Very, very well. Remember our secret code, ZVBXRPL, and we will see you tomorrow. This, how declarative was that? This is the Best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm just a girl who can't say no. No, I'm sorry. That's all right. No, it was fine.
I'm an easy lay, as you said. I'll be boning everybody after the show. Line up, please, by height.
He's going to start with HJs.
Right. Two at a time. You.
That's a disturbing image right there. It's Vegas week.
It is. It's Mike, but it's also Veterans Day. He said, segueing nicely.
Yes, nice segue. Thank you.
I found a great list of musicians that served in the military.
Oh, cool.
And I'll play some of their and spotlight them at this time.
Well, since my baby left me.
Elvis, of course, was in the Army.
Very, very well-known veteran.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. Big deal when he got drafted and lost a lot of money for the country because of taxes. Johnny Cash was in the Air Force.
I didn't know that.
Chris Christopherson, the Army. John Fogerty, Army Reserves.
Wow.
Ray Manzarek, the Army. B.B. King, Army veteran.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Ice-T was in the Army.
Wow.
She called me Mr. Bombastic.
Shaggy was a Marine.
Oh, Shaggy was a Marine. I love Shaggy.
Can't touch this.
MC Hammer, Navy vet.
Really?
And Mike, give yourself a hug.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody in my battalion and my company. What a brigade.
He was
you
an Army.
A great brigade, baby.
Army veteran Tony Bennett, 93 and still alive. So if you see Tony Bennett, thank him. But don't thank surprise him.
Hands together, self-hug, right?
Exactly.
Self-hug.
Greetings.
That's such a great way. I might do that on stage Friday night. I might do the hands around me and then the little pray. That might be a cool.
You can pull
one.
It off.
I'd like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
This is they've made a live action version of Dora the Explorer. Dora was huge for Julia when she was of that age range. Does Michael do Dora the Explorer?
We went to see the movie. We
how
went
was
to
it?
See the live action movie. Yeah, when
Look
it came out
you.
In the theater, it's online now. You can get it. But I actually found it to be a somewhat engaging live action. I went in because I'm so riveted on that kind of content.
Right.
I assumed it was going to be a feature film animated, which I was getting ready for nap time.
Right.
But now I still slept in the movie, but not as much as I normally do.
Not a sound sleep. It was fitful sleep.
I'm really not a bad father. It's just I don't like those movies. Nor the trailers. I start to fall asleep in the trailers.
I found this online. This made me laugh so hard. This is a very grown-up, not dirty, it's just grown-up content. Dora's father in the movie is played by Michael Pena, and he does a vocal impression of what it's like to go to a rave and listen to music. He's warning Dora that if she goes to a rave, this is what she's going
to
hear.
You're going to be invited to some parties. And some of these parties, they're called raves. The music is, it sounds like this.
Yeah. This is from the movie, right?
Can't stop it.
And that's why I thought the movie was okay.
Yeah, it's like real content, right?
It was really funny. Yeah. I mean, that was a funny moment. And the girl...
Go get it!
Now I remember there were moments in that movie. That's why I had a positive vibe. It actually had moments that made me laugh. It was good.
Okay, so I'm glad you saw it. I'm glad we were able to hear it. I feel it is my duty to bring you the bad parody records that the holiday season rolls around. I'll try to limit it to one a day.
Let me get my ordinance in place.
Please do. This one celebrates when the family meets together for Thanksgiving. Sometimes there's arguments.
Family fight. Dad's always right.
Here's where that one went wrong. You can't use Silent Night for a Thanksgiving parody.
Nope,
you can't.
And by the way, the overdone audio of the arguing at the beginning, that's fake arguing.
Of course.
It sounds happy. I know you might think that I'm wrong about that, but I've done a lot of these things. And when you hear that real, you know what's funny? Real arguing.
Real.
That's really funny.
Real.
Like a hidden microphone, not the, you're just such a bad guy with the bad actress.
I disagree with you politically.
Right, exactly.
All right. I've had the occasional pedicure. I do it as a courtesy to others because I wear a lot of open-toed shoes. Mike, I know you've had a pedicure before.
Yes,
I have. Sometimes you wonder when you go into a nail salon how the hygiene is because, those are feet that are using the same tub.
Yeah.
Play the song that they play, not the song, but the sound that plays when you go into your manicurist,
please
pedicurist?
Please do. Yes, exactly. Hey, call in the reserves. This is in High Point, North Carolina. This is probably a nail salon that I would not return to because while the lady was getting her nails done, they started butchering deer meat.
I was sitting and getting my nails done and looked over and they were pulling out deer meat from a cooler and started cutting it without gloves on a tarp on the floor of the nail salon. It really made me worried about the sanitation of the salon.
Yeah, it made her worry.
That should.
I tipped my hand when I was playing my sound effects of your
my manicure,
your
pedicure, rather.
This is Rob's pedicure.
Yeah. Let's cut that deer meat now.
The weird thing is the sparks.
That's almost done here, Mr. Spiewak.
Thank you. You would think if you're in Rochester, New York, and you want to rob someone, you'd be pretty safe if you robbed an 82-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Pretty easy target.
Yeah, unless she's spry.
Yeah, well, what you didn't know is that she's a female bodybuilder.
Oh, no.
And she's going to kick your ass, beat you with a table leg, and pour shampoo in your eyes. So, advantage lady.
He picked the wrong house to break into. I took that table, and I went to working on him. The table broke, and it had metal legs, and I'm jugging him. And when he's down, I'm jumping on him. There's a bottle of baby shampoo on the table in his face, all of it, the whole thing. The police arrive on the porch. He's laying down already because I had really did a number on that man. I'm serious.
And remember what they say, no more tears. That lady's badass.
Great.
Wow.
Here's one for our buddy Jimmy Cerrito. Ozzy Osbourne has a new record out. He's doing a collaboration with Slash from Guns N' Roses, and it goes like this. This is Ozzy's new record. You know, that Thanksgiving record's not so bad after all. Glad to know that Ozzy is exploring new musical sounds.
That's a rough
How'd
one
they
right
get
there.
Him to say that?
Straight to hell?
Yeah, just clearly for once.
But it still has that, Ozzy can't find the note.
Poor guy.
Oh, I think it's
By the
okay.
way, that's his whole thing. But Mama, I'm coming home.
I'll find it. Then I close with this. Remember, I don't trust birds.
Mm.
Don't like talking birds at all.
Right.
Because they live too long. This is in Taiwan. A girl is kissing her parrot, which you shouldn't do. It's not right.
No, I think you like tear your lips right off your face.
But the parrot is now imitating the smooch noise that like a mom would make when she kisses you. You know, like, mwah.
Yeah.
Don't trust a bird that does this. I hate birds. You know what?
Why do you hate birds?
Well, you know what? It's like Thanksgiving, Mike. I secretly hate birds. That's your magic audio ball.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.